Hello, awakened beauties. Finally, it's here, the truth, to empower women to true inner beauty through healthy biology. And now here's your hostess, Cassandra Keel, your organic beauty and CBD mentor, helping you stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Sponsored by EvokeBeauty.com. Hello, Awakened Beauty. Welcome to the Awakened Beauty Podcast, helping you stay sane, get sleep, and bring in your sexy back. So hi, my name is Heather Havenwood, and this is the Awakened Beauty sponsored by EvokeBeauty.com. And I'm going to be introducing you to your hostess, Cassandra Keel. Cassandra, are you there?
I am here, Miss Heather.
Welcome to your first podcast.
Thank you.
I'm exciting.
Happy to be here. Yes.
So I'm super excited about what you're creating for women here, but I first want to tell everybody who you are in the world so they get a sense of what your accomplishments have been. So Cassandra Keel is a successful female business owner and entrepreneur known as the Organic Beauty and CBD Mentor. After 17 years as CEO of Beauty Ecology Organic Salon, she is now stepping out from behind the chair to share her massive knowledge and personal experience in organic beauty and functional medicine and cannabis. Her personal story is a unique journey after massive headaches, fatigue, and stomach issues. And much more, she found out many other stylists were constantly working in very toxic environments. Cassandra nearly lost her business, her health, and her life until she decided to make a massive change and spearhead and make it to build a unique organic salon with solution-based, clean, plant-based products that are safe for the stylist as well as the clients. So before I go further in that, Cassandra, let's just talk about that. What happened? Tell us a little bit more about your health issues and what happened. What had you make that big change?
Yeah, you bet, Heather. So it's a really interesting concept when I set out to do natural beauty and natural products and create this natural quote unquote ecosystem for both our clients and stylists. And this was really before organic was cool, right? So I tell the story, I had this very, very stark, everybody has that one aha that kind of will shift and transition the trajectory of your career. And I had that actually when I was in training for functional medicine, right? So I remember sitting in, you know, the old school, you've got the PhD sitting down, you've got these, all these chairs coming up, right? University, and all of these functional medicine practitioners sitting there, and Dr. Rakowski walks up to the front. He has a blender and he has all these ingredients, and they weren't pretty, and he puts them inside this blender, right? Mm-hmm. And he blends it up and he says, this is what we're giving our children in vaccinations. Now, mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with my industry. I was on a nutritional course, but right then and there, I saw that from the moment we are children, we are these little bodies, we're infusing these chemicals into these little bodies. Mm-hmm. And then we go about our whole life and we are in these ecosystems that unfortunately aren't our fault, right? It's the consequences of, if you want to call it big pharma or you want to call it corporations that really, you know, surround our food, our personal lifestyle decisions between our beauty products and you name it. So at that moment, like I said, I saw a trajectory where my industry is going to be impacted. Not only are we putting, the hairstylist is applying hair color for me on the hour, or on the every half hour on the hour. So I could see a matter of 6 to 7 clients a day. And then have them in the shampoo bowl and I'm shampooing. So my hands are always in chemicals. I'm always breathing in chemicals. And so at that moment, I knew that my industry would transition to a state of being where I'm going to service with more natural and safe products, because at some point in time, those clients are going to need to come to me because they're going to have allergic reactions. They're going to have toxicity overload and autoimmune issues. They're going to have massive rashes from the different chemicals and hair color. And it has come to fruition and more to be true. So going all the way back to that aha moment to today, I actually had a little bit of a roller coaster. So I was personal training and teaching Pilates and doing all these things. As an entrepreneur, I was. I wanted to do it all. So I was kind of doing it all while also being behind the chair. And I was teaching for Aveda at the time. I was a color educator. I taught on sales, how to upsell your ticket, all of these different things. Loved it. But I really saw my career changing into wanting to provide my own space. So at that time, I started renting a chair at an Aveda salon. And unfortunately, you know, not all products are still clean. And I started getting migraines and I started getting headaches. And at that point in time, I was still doing the functional medicine. And I thought, okay, this is the time. I'm going to transition. And I started a small salon in uptown Minneapolis. It was very crunchy. I mean, at this time, girl, it was like everybody wore Birkenstocks. I don't know how people found me, but they were like the most naturalistas. Like these were outliers, right? They're either like the 70s shag coming in or like total outliers and like drank only purified water and, you know, papaya for lunch. So it was at that time I started seeing it slowly transition. And so I created this small organic salon. I had stylists calling me. They would find me online asking what I was doing. And so I knew there was a need there, right? But the market wasn't really, really tapped yet. So I just kept building what I was using behind the chair, how I could kind of re-rig so that not only myself and the stylists around me were safe, but also my clients were safe, right? So as I was meeting that demand. From there, it became so successful. I grew out of that salon. So at that point, I had to start a new space. And so I then found a space in Southwest Minneapolis, a very high-end, beautiful. It's around all the lakes in Minneapolis. It's a great space. So I grew that salon and had young stylists. And it was interesting because as stylists came on, they would either get bloody noses or psoriasis on their hands. And I'm thinking, what is going on? And I was kind of in a really healthy state. And about year three, I started getting sinus infections. I started getting fatigue. I started getting gastrointestinal issues. And I remember calling, this is another pivotal moment. I remember calling one of my clients and friends, Susie Youngquist, who's a chiropractor. And I said, Susie, I am healthy. You know me, girl. I do not feel well and it is getting worse. You've got to help me figure this out. She said, do you have water damage? And I looked up right on top of my surrounding salon area. There was a massive like water damage area. And I thought, oh my gosh, that must be it. So we had black mold people come in and kind of test the space. They found black mold. It wasn't in the ceiling. It was in our air conditioner. There is black mold infusing our salon for a matter of 3 years, and I didn't know about it. And it took that long for my body to start breaking down. So I tried to hedge through, and at that time, I knew I had to make another decision to move my salon. And I had to move out of that space because they were not going to remedy the situation. So I set forth, as my body was breaking down, to start a salon in probably the most affluent area in Minnesota, and that's Lake Minnetonka and Wayzata. And it is a beautiful city on the Lake of Minnetonka in a new development, and we started the build out. Luckily, I had great friends around me to help me through that process. I rented a small chair and a small rental salon in between so my clients from Minneapolis would come to me, but I could also bridge that new clientele. And where I about lost literally my business in my life has been probably a year and a half into my new beautiful space. My health wasn't getting better. I wasn't getting better. I kept pushing. And I remember waking up and just going to try and go to the bathroom. I would literally fall to sleep in the bathroom, just getting up, trying to get the courage and energy to go about my day. Given I was still seeing 7 clients a day, half on, half hour on and half hour off, and putting on that face and trudging through until I ended up at a weight so low. My hemoglobin was completely gone. And I ended up in the hospital. And I ended up in the hospital for a matter of 5 weeks. And at that point in time, I had a decision and I about lost my business. Instead, I chose to rally the troops. And I knew at that point that my business meant a whole new meaning to me. And my life literally was about taken. And at that point, I don't think there's any deeper reservoir that a woman or a human being could take and say, God damn it, I'm going to put my feet in the ground.
Yeah.
And I am going to bring this back to life in a way that I never have before.
So what have you done since then?
Well, since then, in that process, I was kind of in this rebrand for my product company that I had. I was just starting to dive into the world of cannabis and I was starting to see it transform other clients' lives. I started taking it myself and started seeing it transform my life and just my overall health. Mm-hmm. And came back to the table after rallying the troops. And I have more energy than ever. I have more clarity. I have a new meaning on life, and I have a very, very, very strong, just the essence of me on, I really found my space and that I now understand I am the asset to my business.
So what was the big change that you made? I mean, it sounds like you were in a bad place and you just changed, but what actually was the thing that changed it?
Rest, nourishing my body, sleeping, and really taking the time that I personally needed to get my body and my mind into a state of health. Mm-hmm. There was no big thing. It was you putting yourself first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, a lot of women have that challenge, right? And that's part of the show is like the Awaken Beauty podcast is you really want to wake people into the beauty of understanding biology.
Yep.
And that's something you talk about is like, you really want to take people into understanding the biology of their body and make it beauty from the inside out. And in 2018, you actually chose to start educating and leading as a CBD coach for women.
Yep.
And an expert in cannabis by helping consumers discover what plant medicine journey is best for them through vetting and co-formulating the best of the best through bioavailable CBD and organic beauty products. So let's talk about that, because the three things you talk about, what you call bringing the beauty back, there's three elements: sleep, sanity, and bringing your sexy back. But let's talk about the cannabis. When did you start diving into cannabis and where are you at now?
Yeah. So about 2 years ago. So I am a research junkie and I found just this new, basically to me as a playground, because I really, really love to connect women behind my chair on, okay, you're losing your hair. You're coming to me because you're losing your hair. I have products for you. I can put potions on you. I can put creams on you. That's great. But I'm going to send you to this functional medicine doctor because we need to figure out what's going on at the bottom root level so that we can kind of bring all of these things to coercion.
Yes.
So with that mindset, that's just how I view my client. I'm a different kind of hairstylist. I'm a different kind of business owner. I don't view you as this. I view you as this and then what's going on here and what's going on, everything, the whole person. So cannabis has really only been reintroduced into into the industry at large within the last, I would say, maybe 12 years at that. So the infrastructure is very new and the level of leadership is very, very, there's not many high leaders out there. So I really found a space where I could jump in, really capture the benefits of cannabis. And cannabis really, when we talk about hemp, when we talk about cannabis, it's the marijuana plant and it's the hemp plant, right? So in the USA, we formulate with products that are industrial hemp, okay, that has less than 0.3 or less than 1%, 0.1% THC, okay? Within the cannabis plant, there are over 117 cannabinoids within that plant. And what we're learning and why I love this research so much is that whether the way you decarboxylate, which is how you kind of separate all the different cannabinoids and how they help different parts of the body or the brain, there's so many cannabinoids that we can now either isolate and research. And then we already know that all of them together, which we call the entourage effect, kind of really works together and synergizes with the body. Now, we have our own endocannabinoid system, and this is why I fell in love with the plant, is because just like my skincare, just like my hair care and my hair loss products, I choose ingredients from the forces of nature that are biomimetic with the skin, with the scalp, and with the body. Okay, so what does biomimetic mean? It means that they are like-minded compounds that both our skin or our inner biology, our receptor sites are easily able to read because they're like-minded compounds that our body already has and functions on. So by taking cannabis and the different forms of cannabinoids, you're allowing your body to do better and to be equipped to what it's already doing. But here's the issue. Most of us are deficient in endocannabinoids. So that is the issue, is that we're deficient. Women live on stress hormones, right? So if we don't get that nourishment, we end up with the autoimmune diseases. We end up with hair loss. We end up with PMS. We end up with hot flashes. I mean, the symptoms are vast, but I believe that this plant and why there's so much controversy around it is because it holds so much power. I mean, that's not even just the beauty and health industry. I mean, you look at the agricultural uses of it. There's so much there. So that's why I love where this industry is, where it's going. And, you know, Heather, I think you can relate with me. The power of women and women's movement at the grassroots level in this industry is like I've never seen before. Never seen before. And so I'm like, hey, hands up. I'm in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think that one of the challenges right now in the CBD space is that it's not really talking to women. You know, it's got the green leaf thing going on.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, it's very masculine and doesn't make sense, like a big green leaf. You know what right, I mean? So right. It looks very pot-ish.
Yeah, per se, very reefer. Reefer-ish.
Yeah, reefer. That's a great term. I love that. So in 2008, you launched EvokeBeauty.com. That was over 10 years ago, 11 years ago, a wellness company that's the forefront of new wave of beauty, a personalized approach to skin, hair, and beauty that awakens your inner and outer beauty. Tell us more about Evoke Beauty and where is it at now? Where are you headed with it?
Yeah. So it's kind of continued to evolve over the last 10 years. And I couldn't be more proud of the line. As I noted, we use all natural ingredients from the forces of nature. And how I outline that and explain it to our clients is it's the seed, the sea, the sky, and the stem. So we use all of the infrastructure to build our products. They are filler-free, they're water-free, they're food grade, and they are very, very low allergenic. So a lot of women have a lot of reactions as of late because they're autoimmune diseases. So where we're at right now is we are actually in the process of rebranding and re-getting them out there and getting them out into the mass market. They have proven themselves to work. We have a cult following, and now I'm ready to kind of take it up and step it up into that next level. And like I spoke earlier with my story, I was not confident enough to stand behind my product and be the face of my product and say, I feel great. Damn it, I look great. And this is a great line. And here we go. And I'm going to tell you why. So now is the time that we do that. And we come out. And now is the time that I'm tucking in. And I'm so thankful because now we have the cannabis industry, right? So we're not a cannabis company. But here's what we are. Where my line fits in with the natural and organic is that because it's biomimetic and re-nurtures and doesn't force the skin, it works with the skin so that your skin can work better. So we're not anti-aging, we're pro-aging, and we're just going to make you better of who you already are. Because we already, what we call the endocannabinoid system, the elements in our products already feed the endocannabinoid system. We have CB2 receptors in our skin, more receptors in our skin than we do in some parts of our body, right? So the natural ingredients already do that. We're going to bring a women's focused internal and external line into the market that is not everything we see out there is kind of like, oh, you have PMS. It's like women have hot flashes. Women have variable of needs. Women need their bases covered. They need an omega fatty acid. They need a multivitamin and they need probiotics. So what is the goal of bringing CBD or cannabinoid suite of different cannabinoids into that is that if we can keep our cannabinoid system, endocannabinoid system at a balance, okay, so what does our endocannabinoid system do? It brings us back into homeostasis. If we can get just maybe 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams into the basis of products that we take as women, because we can't ignore the stress that we live in, both internally and externally, we need this extra support, right? Because our body can't make it. So if we can low dose it in, make sure that we're supplementing it in, I can then guarantee that client that you're keeping your bases strong to keep you resilient to the things that we face every day, whether
So that's a really good baseline. Can you repeat those for everybody?
Mm-hmm. So the baseline of products for women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So first of all, we make our endocannabinoids from fat. If you don't got enough fat in your body, you ain't making endocannabinoids. Okay. So we can't make them on our own. So omega-3 and omega-6 are good, but omega-3 is best, EPA, DHA. We need a probiotic because our gut and our brain work on the same system. So we need to make sure that we have a healthy gut flora. That also comes out in our skin, right? And then we also need fatty acids. And then we also need a multivitamin, right? So we've got all of our macro and micronutrients covered. Now, there's some additional like magnesium and things of that, but I call those optimal health supplements where, okay, then we're going to throw in a hair, skin, and nails, and we're going to throw in adaptogens, and we're going to throw in a PMS or a hormone product. Those are kind of ancillaries that we then personalize for a woman, but those are the fundamental basis. So good question.
As CBD and organic, right? Because part of this with evokebeauty.com and part of Awaken Beauty, what you've been telling me is about really helping women with clarity and helping them get confidence and helping them get their sexy back, to helping them really awaken into their intuition health. And one of the things that you've said to me over and over and over again was helping women awaken to their biology. And I think that's really interesting because I think you're right. The beauty industry doesn't talk about the biology. You don't see that in Cosmopolitan or Vogue magazine, you know, about their biology. So let's talk about a little bit, like, why did you start this podcast and who's it for and what are you going to be talking about?
Yeah. So this podcast, I believe that podcasts are on the forefront. And Heather, I kudos to you because you are helping hundreds of women bring their voice out, right? And so my goal with the podcast is to really, really help women come. I want to invite them into the conversation, right? We are isolated in society. I don't care if you're a mother or you even go to all these meetings. We don't have one-to-one interactions. And even though it's better face to face, there's a frequency with voice that is so powerful. So to awaken women is to really awaken them. And only when you have your own personal ahas, do you then move into action. Somebody can tell you, I can take any course that you want and you can get on all these summits that you possibly want. Information overload means nothing unless you take action and take it to a personal level to yourself. So I want to bring on, you know, I don't really want to call them subject matter experts because they're just individuals that have something to share. Mm-hmm. And that's something for then us to take and personalize to ourselves to mm-hmm. then awaken. And there's this evolving self-transformation that we all come to. I've got a lot of knowledge around me, but you kind of have to come to these points in our life where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's going to be a myriad of episodes that we will do that are going to have touch points for different people. And it's going to awaken women to really start to understand how their body works, how our mindsets work, how the outer ecosystem of the world wants us to think, how they're trying to force us into their mold.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, we're not in their mold. I don't want to be in your mold.
That's right. I mean, they talk about putting women into what we're supposed to look like, how we're supposed to feel, at what age, and then like we're dead at 55.
Right.
you know, like, okay, you're worthless. You can't bear children now, and now you're just worthless to our society.
Right.
You're not just supposed to be grandparents. And 55 just sounds so young. So, you know, it really is very young. I'm only, God, that's really scary. I'm only 13 years away from that, you know, and I think that that's ridiculous. I think women today are very, very capable of doing more and more things. They're just getting started when they hit 40. They're just getting started when they hit 50. I know women, they're just getting started when they hit 60. So I think one of the challenges in what you're doing with Awakened Beauty, it's that awakening moment of like, you are more than what Vogue and Cosmopolitan tell you you are.
Yep.
Just because you're 25 doesn't mean you're dead in the water.
Yep, absolutely. And I think more than anyone, women have a huge bullshit factor. We're intuitive. We can kind of read between the lines and I can kind of shimmy through that. I mean, not every woman could, but but we're intuitive and we just got to listen to that thing inside of us and start shutting out these pieces. So yes, knowledge is power, but then I really want to give it back to that woman and have them to have takeaways and get confident and start buying products that actually, once they understand how their body works, once they understand what's going on internally by maybe seeing, having the right test to ask their functional medicine practitioner or doctor, this is what I'd like to find out. Can you do this for me? Once you understand how your body works, you then know how to look for products, find the right products for you, reach out to the right people to find the right products. And God darn it, I mean, the industry of epigenetics is going to be booming within the next 10 years. I have a company that we're going to be able to give women a DNA test to figure out what exactly their skin needs. I mean, that's how personalized we're getting. And so information is available, but unless you really understand how your body works, why would I ever tell you to go and buy something when you don't even know what you're purchasing? So that's power for women. That's giving them back that power and confidence in their life versus wandering around just being impulsive.
And also just understanding to read the labels, like actually understanding. Yeah. One thing that I've learned about you and working with you this time is that you are vast in your knowledge. You just kind of go on these, like you just share stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't, you're just extremely intelligent, extremely smart. You understand CBD and cannabinoids and all these different things. I don't understand. You're very intelligent. And I think one of the beauties about this particular podcast, there's very few women talking about CBD specifically, and you are known as a CBD coach for women.
Yep.
And I think that this particular podcast is really for women over 35 or 40 or 55, doesn't matter, where they really want to feel amazing, feel great. And they know, right. They know the products they put on their hair, the products they put in their body make a difference in how they feel today. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things you're going to be really talking about. And your sponsor, evokebeauty.com, that's evokbeauty.com, I think is an amazing company of really focusing on bringing these products to the market. Right. So absolutely. Where do you see this podcast going? Where do you see this community of Awakened Beauty women?
Yeah, I see it really creating a community. You know, we talk a lot about tribes of women and we're seeing it all over. And to me, these are really women rising to their optimal potential. And so I see it as bringing in other like-minded women that can share their stories, their knowledge, where they've seen the industry come and go and where they are now. I see a lot of really beautiful women practitioners that can come in and give women advice on their health. I mean, the opportunities are endless. I'm really open to what this brings in. And I just couldn't be more excited to, again, invite women into this safe space and really start to understand the nuances and the power and give them the keys that they can take to unlock to feeling good, looking phenomenal, and just being confident in their everyday lives. And damn it, sleep at night, feel better, wake up with energy. I mean, these are things at hand. These are things that are possible. I just talked about my journey and I wake up every morning more excited then, you know, I honestly wake up excited about what the day is going to bring and who I'm going to meet, especially in the cannabis industry. I mean, I'm on the phone all the times with these people that I can't even believe I'm speaking with. So everybody in this community is just so excited to be a part of it and want to share their knowledge. And, you know, it's another reason why I wanted to kind of create a focus. And I've gone through training on cannabis and I have become a certified coach. So it's not like I'm just throwing it out there, that we can really, it's a very confusing and overwhelming industry. We need to start bite-sizing it down. And that's my hope with the podcast, is really kind of give it to these women, bringing it into their home, have them go share it with other women and really let this expand. Because let me tell you, the government may be trying to shut us down because they see the goods and the goods and the goods and the green, but we're not going anywhere. And this is an industry where people are standing up and they're demanding to take their health under control. So mm-hmm. I call cannabis the new wine industry. I mean,
there's
so many flavors and how you want to feel and the smell from the terpenes. I mean, there's so much that is involved.
So where do you see the cannabis industry going before we wrap it up?
Yeah. So, you know, I really see we're in a lot of teeter-tot kind of positions right now. You know, we are having to walk and not run. When I make orders, I mean, these aren't $300 and $500 orders. These are 10,000, 15,000 orders at a time. So a lot of people involved in the space, there's two parts. They're either throwing all their money into the table or they're like me. They're watching the industry. And where I'll say where I'm taking it is I am vetting, and I continue to vet everybody on the market, and everybody needs to be doing that. Seeing who's got the cleanest product, who has the best processing. So where I'm focusing is bioavailability. And there's nano to liposomal. Everybody has their story and their technology, but I think that everybody is kind of sniffing each other out right now. And I'm focusing at the highest level of research. Okay. I'm following the research and I'm following the technology, because if I can validate the research and that it works and who's leading that and trust that source, there's anecdotal data. Then you're going to match that up with technology and bring those two together. And, you know, when you take a tincture of CBD, you're maybe getting between 15 and 20%. That's why I'm saying technology and bringing that into the processing of how you get that plant into the body. I want 90%. I want 99%. How do I know I'm getting my medicine? And CBD isn't cheap. So I believe I'm putting trust back into the market, and that's where I see the market going, is who's got the best processing, who's got the cleanest product, and the government and all of that will weigh itself out. I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried, you know, more focused on providing results for my clients and making sure I'm not making claims and just seeing it help my clients. I mean, I have a client that was on 8 opiates and is now down to 1 a day. That's a powerful plant. Okay. So the opportunities are endless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful. That's very powerful. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, I want everyone to know where to find evokebeauty.com. That's E-V-O-Q beauty.com. Please go check it out. And welcome to the Awaken Beauty podcast and the Awaken Beauty community. You'll be having a new site soon, as well as an Instagram page and whatnot, to really kind of allow people to connect with you and to connect with the community. So any last words in your first show?
You know what, girl? I just want to say thank you, Miss Heather Havenwood, for anybody that's looking to pop up their first podcast. She's a great, great mentor herself. I just, like I said, I'm here to really help women get clear. I don't know it all. I'm here to share what I've learned. I've been in the organic space for 20 years, and I just want to share everything that I can and continue to evolve and grow myself. And so thank you for hosting me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. And so, all right, ladies, hello, Awakened Beauty. And so again, this is the Awakened Beauty podcast, helping you stay sane, get sleep, and bringing your sexy back. And go find Cassandra at evokebeauty.com. All right, everyone, take care. Hello, Awakened Beauties. Thank you for joining Cassandra today. Were you inspired to bring your sexy back? Please like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Interested in high quality natural products? for your hair, skin, and wellness, please visit evokebeauty.com. Again, that's evokebeauty.com. EVOQbeauty.com. Until next time, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back.